morning, Siskiyou County Supervisors will convene an open session today. And let's see, Supervisor Chris, would you lead us in the flag salute, please?
First time we've done this for a crowd for a while. Ready to begin?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Pastor Bradley. You're on.
Join me as we pray together. Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be here today. We thank you for another beautiful day, and we celebrate your creation. Father, today as the meeting takes place here, we pray for wisdom, understanding. We know there's going to be lively discussion. And God, you are the one who puts it in our hearts to be people of integrity. May we share the facts. May we have good discussion. And that's all part of our democracy. We're truly grateful for those who serve in our county and lead out, for all those who provide services throughout the county. But we're also grateful for our citizens who want to participate. And we just give you thanks for all of these things today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Supervisor Chris?
President in person.
Supervisor Cobbsa?
Here.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
Present.
And Supervisor Haupt?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to start before I read the public comment thing because we have so many public comments. I'd like to allow folks to comment with two opportunities, but not both, if you will. First off, if you have something specific to an item and you'd like to comment on that item in particular, if you would, rather than general public comment, I think it's more important that you hold that until we get to that agenda item. If not, you can't wait that long. Go ahead and do it during the public comment, but I'd appreciate you not doing it both on the same topic. The other is for those online and those in the audience, if you're repeating everything that's been said before, if you could just summarize it quicker, that maybe we could get through the probably 100 comments that I might have to get through this morning. So with that, I'm going to begin with presentations from the public, item 4. Time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion can be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. I can extend that if it's appropriate. However, I will say I'm not going to be very lenient with that today, given the number of comments we have to get through and get respect of everybody else's time. You can also provide written comments, if so desired, by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. And when addressing the board, please state your name for the record in providing your comments, and then please address the board as a whole through me, the chair. And comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. Of course, the reason for that last statement is that you might have lots of concerns with the federal government, but unfortunately we don't represent you at the federal level, so that's why we do the jurisdiction thing. I can point you in the right direction if you'd like to talk to me afterwards on where your comments might be heard better on that. So with that, I'm going to start. I was informed, Chrissy Reynolds, I saw you here earlier, you were going to speak for a number of people is what I'm told.
That's okay.
Yeah, and if you'd like to go at this time or wait,
okay.
Your choice.
I can go now. That's
okay.
Fine. Just come on up here.
Right up here to the podium.
And if you've got paperwork, I'll take that now.
Okay.
Do you need
to just turn
them? I will. Is it only 3 or they're all just 1 packet?
I'm sorry. Printer, you know, I can only do so much color and ink and stuff.
If it's okay, then I can get these to you later.
Sure.
Will that work?
Okay. Sure.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Chrissy Reynolds from Copco Inc. Thank you guys very much. It's nice to see you again. I'm here to talk about things at COPCO, but I also have a couple of things that I just wanted to make comment on. Some of the issues that you guys are facing as far as an Asian American in this county, and I have never seen racism like that, and I know we were talking about the illegal cannabis grows specifically, but I just want to thank you on behalf of what you're doing. It isn't a race issue on that particular thing, and I appreciate that and the hardships that you're going through. Just yesterday, two counties in Nevada have become constitutional counties, so our citizens are asking that our county take a page from the leadership of some of these other counties and these other states that are going constitutional to be able to stand up for their rights and their citizens and protect us from overreaching from state and federal agencies. That being said, we're also here because we were shocked to hear about the MOU that was signed by the county after the fact. Many of us got it as because we're interveners in the FERC process for dam removal, and the first we heard about this MOU was written on KRRC, cover paper telling us that you guys had made an agreement. That was the first we heard about it. So we're asking for a public hearing on that. We should have been heard. Having, though, listen to the YouTube video of when you guys made that decision. We understand and feel compassion that you were doing what you thought was best in order to protect the county. But I think we got lost somehow in the process. We talked about the golden hour. We only have an hour. Our road on a good day is 40 minutes into town. We have a lot of elderly. We have a lot of sick people. And any delay on that road is life-threatening. We only have one road in and one road out. So when that MOU was signed in terms of the road and delays and things like that, that's unacceptable for our community especially. So we would like a public hearing on that. And I think there's a couple different venues. You can do that either through this forum as far as public hearing, but then also maybe also through the flood control. It's a completely different process, I understand, but you know, we need to do whatever we can to protect our roads. So I think that was it, just public hearing. We want a public hearing, and for our firefighters and we can't have any delays. Most of our calls are medical, but you know, as far as fire suppression goes, you know what we're up against if we lose our lakes.
Thank you. Probably gonna get this wrong. Patricia Greet?
She was with me.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure who all you were speaking for because it wasn't on your in here. Can't make out the first name. The last name is Ebert.
Chrissy, yeah, it was with Chrissy.
Okay. Pat Utz.
Chrissy.
Okay. We'll get through this quicker than I thought. Richard Marshall.
Thank you.
Oh, I think Chrissy spoke for you.
My name is Richard Marshall. I'm president of Siskiyou Water Users and a rancher in Scott Valley. And I'm here, I'll be speaking later on number 11, but right now I'm here to talk on behalf of the COPCO Lake residents who have been, I think, left in the dust in this process, and I think they need to have a hearing on this MOU. Many of the members of the COPCO Lake area are members of our Siskiyou Water Users group, so that's one of the reasons I'm speaking for them today. I'm here on their behalf. And one of our concerns that we have is we think that it was illegal to sign the MOU without having a public hearing. If you look at the Highways Code, or you look at the Public Administrative Code, Section Title 7, Section 65867 provides for a public hearing, as well as the California Code Section Chapter 8 concerning public hearings, which I quote from, community involvement is essential to developing local transportation projects, which this is part of a transportation project for the project for the KRRC, that fully consider, among other issues, social, economic, environmental, and safety issues. All affected interests must be aware of the project's impact. As far as we know, there was never any public hearing regarding this MOU. These people have been disenfranchised by your group by doing that. And I would encourage you to figure out how you can redress this injury to them. They've suffered for years. They've lost property value, they've lost people in the area, and their lives are being put in danger by this MOU process, because the work that's going to be done there is going to close the road down. As you heard from Chrissy, they have a lot of single lane things. And I'm shocked, frankly, myself, having been in public business for a long time previously, that this would have happened without any public hearing, no notice to the people in COFCO to come down and register their concerns. So we would encourage that to happen. They have been continuously and egregiously misrepresented in this impact to their homes and liberty. In summation, I'd like to say on their behalf that there should be some sort of redress here. There should be some way to have a public hearing and have their concerns heard, which hasn't been done. And that's the comment I have to make today on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Matt Rokes.
Didn't say that very enthusiastically.
Honestly, I'm out of energy today.
I'll try not to wear you out.
Do you have paperwork for me?
Yeah, I do have paperwork, but I'm sorry, I only made 5 copies. So I owe you 2.
Pass those down, maybe share
one. I actually can give you mine when I'm done with this. My name is Matt Rokes. I am representing the organized employees of Siskiyou County for the management unit, the professional unit, and the miscellaneous unit. We represent the most county employees of any of the unions or associations, and we are proud to do so. I'm speaking to you this morning about the proposed county budget, and I'm sorry I'm not speaking along the agenda timeline, but I have another appointment I have to be at. The OESC board has looked at the proposed budget and is very concerned. First of all, we understand that this is a very tight and challenging budget to put together this year, especially because of losing the Box Canyon Dam revenues. We appreciate the hard work it takes for the CAO and the county auditor to come up with a proposed budget for you to review. And we appreciate the hard work you will be doing in turn to get a final approved budget. For background, we understand that county departments were asked to reduce their 2021-2022 budget request by 10% to help balance the budget, and that the proposed budget is balanced by spending significant amounts of one-time reserve funds. This tells us that lean times are upon us and we need to be frugal and careful. Despite the apparent lean times, the proposed budget contains significant new expenditures for pay increases and new positions in the CAO and Auditor Controller Office. Our concern is simple. We don't believe it is appropriate to grant significant increases to top management and to add positions to the top management team when the rest of the county workforce is also suffering. What do I mean? Many positions are also underpaid, many OESC positions are also underpaid. For example, a position being paid $14.98 an hour qualifies a family of 2 for CalFresh or a single pregnant woman for pregnancy Medi-Cal coverage. Many OESC positions also need to be reclassified because of their duties have increased. Many vacant OESC positions cannot be filled, which causes the public to be endangered because of essential services are not being performed. Review of pay and job duties should be done countywide, not piecemeal, in favor of those in a position to take care of their own departments. granting pay increases and new positions in the CAO and Auditor Controller's Office while not having a plan to correct similar issues throughout the county is unfair and demoralizing to other county employees. We are all in this together. Review of compensation and job duties should be done together. We should sink or swim together and develop solutions to problems together. We ask that you consider the futures of all of your dedicated employees when you approve a final budget, not just a favored few. Thank you for listening to our concerns.
Thank you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Next, I have Gwen Kraft. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. First of all, I just want to thank you for the positions that you take, the challenges that you confront. And I also want to compliment your colleagues, how supportive and friendly they have been here today. I have basically one request, and that is my concern about a department request number F, informational presentation, reverse amendment to voting systems, regarding the Dominion Voting Systems Incorporated. I would like to request that that be moved at some point to discussion so that there can be input from the community. This doesn't have to be today, but perhaps take the pause to think about the concerns of that company. And if we could maybe make it for the next meeting where we could have public input, I think that's really important. I've already passed out to the supervisors via email attachments that will support that, and I won't go through those now. But I do have an additional one that I would like for them to have, and I will submit those now. Thank you. But I have one other comment today in regard to maybe related to the last speaker, and that is I would really like to see support for other departments, and in particular the Sheriff's Department. Additional help there could be suggested. And also, I have a question about whether this county has an elections forensic officer or computer forensic officer, in case you do go ahead with the electronic voting machines. I think that's critical. Thank you very much for listening.
Sure. So to be clear about F, it's not a consent agenda today. It is informational, and we will be asking questions in open forum.
I encourage you to give your comments today as well.
Yeah. Next I have Jim Corcoran.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, board.
I'm Jim Corcoran from Lake Shastina. Here's my concerns. Laura Bynum, the county clerk, met with the public at least twice in the last month. And the public expressed their concerns about the Dominion voting machines at that time. She did not want to talk about that. And it appears that she has unilaterally decided that they're going to have those. I believe that we had an honest election in November in Siskiyou County, but that certainly wasn't true other places. And that was due in large part to the Dominion machines. Second thing I have as a matter of concern is this. Is the county budget. Please take a look at that. From what I can see, I think the county administrator has increased her budget by about $250,000, but there are across-the-board cuts in other departments. And my concern is this. Our sheriff needs more deputies. He's fighting drug cartels. We need code enforcement. And to really do an effective job of this, we need the personnel to do it. So I'm asking the board to please approve that. Thank you.
Thank you. Jeff Deutscher? Is that correct?
Yes. Correct pronunciation.
Well, I know the base, but I just have never tried to pronounce your last name before.
Okay. Jeff Deutscher, Montague. And I'll be very, very brief, and that is my concern is this memorandum of understanding between Siskiyou County, California, and the Klamath River Renewal Corporation. And not to be redundant, I think Richard's already brought it up, but I'm kind of taken aback that we didn't have any public hearings or open information about the subject before you guys went ahead on it. Maybe I misunderstand. So, and I've read the agreement, and maybe more will come to light later, but it does not, in my mind, appear to be in the interest of Siskiyou County in the long run with what's going on. I know a lot of people are concerned about these dams going out, and some people think it's a foregone conclusion, but I still think it's up in the air. And at this point, without further explanation, it seems that our position is somewhat compromised here. So that's all I had to say.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just helping.
Susan Wallace is my name, and I'm speaking about the Dominion voting machines. Also, $84,000 is a bunch of money. I don't care how we count that. And we're giving it to a company whose credibility has been definitely challenged all over the country, and majorly so in Maricopa County, and also some other areas that have had voting issues, and they've found them. This machine has been involved in those. We have a recall, an important recall election coming up. We want to make sure, maybe our county doesn't make the difference. I'm not sure whether it's important enough to try and skew the vote. That's unknown. But the fact that this machine has been used that way and they are proving it now makes me wonder why we want to even consider that. The other thing is that we see a lot of kickback from the Dominion company itself. It doesn't want anybody to see the guts of the machine that that we don't see as a county to look at and check it. This inspection possibility was definitely voided by our county clerk. She is determined to have this machine in use. We've asked about having the old-fashioned vote machine where we have a paper ballot, we mark it, we send it in, people count it, they see the results. They see how it's been handled, and this county handles elections extremely well. That's not a problem, but we don't trust the machine. So I can't imagine that it would cost $84,000 to have the old-fashioned paper and, you know, make your vote, have it counted, and we can feel comfortable that our votes do count and are properly counted and not skewed when they get sent off elsewhere, possibly out of country, because that's some of the things that they're finding in Maricopa County. Anyway, don't approve the lease. If you have any say at all in that, please don't approve the lease. Thank you.
Let's see, Ann Noel. I don't know if you want to go now or later.
I want to go now.
Okay.
I do. My presentation's a little bit different because there's so much on your agenda. My name is Ann Noel. I am a board member of KRCE, currently hold the treasurer's position. Okay, I want to encourage the supervisors to continue your state of emergency regarding the illegal cannabis cultivation in our county. And I want to thank and encourage the board, our sheriff, his staff, code enforcement, the DA, and its staff to continue the hard stance against such illegal activity. The message is clear, the line in the sand is drawn, and we will fight to make our community safe again. Again, I want to throw in for the budget, more money needs to go into sheriff and code enforcement. As I explained to Brandon earlier, is not my problem about not having staff, not having money. It actually is yours, and we need the help. And so please consider that when you're making any decisions regarding the budget, because we're in a war right now. Do not back down and be strong. And I know it's at a cost for you. I know that your personal safety is an issue, legal expenses for our county, and fighting for your personal integrity. Totally understand it. But you're leading the war in our community and our value system. And I've been thinking a lot about this. And our value system right now is in jeopardy. We hold a value system of right and wrong, and it's equal across the board. So if you do something illegal, regardless of your ethnicity, your no matter where you stand in your community, it's right or wrong. And we have a system for that, and we have consequences for that. But the system that is starting to play within our county is a system that is this way, where it says, oh, you have honor. But the honor people are only those that have the power, the money, and are able to shame those below them. And this is ridiculous. We should not be shamed. It is not about race. It is not about any of that. It's about law. And that's what we stand for in America. This is how gangs and cartels operate. They operate with a higher power, with all the control, with all the money, and then they shame the rest that they think is below them. And unfortunately, some of our ranchers who are selling the water hold that power and then try to shame us. And I'm asking the Board of Supervisors remain strong. And please remember that when you are voting on any kind of financial or budget restraints. We need the money. We need to fight the war in order to keep us really safe in our community. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Next, I have Luis Lotto.
Good morning. That's a hard act to follow. I'm not quite sure when I should be making my presentation because I'm here for a couple reasons. One, the budget, and also about our voting integrity here in Siskiyou County. So is this the time that I should be doing it, or should I wait?
Well, if you can do them both together, yes.
Otherwise,
we can take it item by item as we get there.
What will the Dominion or the voting be on? I'm confused as to where it is on the agenda. In other words, if it's later on, will there be back and forth discussion between the board and the community and our clerk?
There will be.
There will be?
Yes.
Oh, I was.
Well, not between the community. You can make public comment.
Okay, I think I'll do public comment.
I can't debate the speaker.
Okay.
That's my job.
Okay. I can try.
You're doing a good job right now, right?
Well, first of all, I want to say what Noelle said. I truly appreciate what the board has been doing. I know it's been a tough for you guys. I know that you've been threatened. I know that you've been called racist. And I just want you to know that hopefully I can speak for everyone here in the room, that we really appreciate what you're doing and we have your back. So I wanted you to know that. And I thank you for coming to the Patriot meetings and talking to the public, because that's how we learn how our government works. And that's the subject or the trend that I have of what I'm going to say today. And I've written it out because I wanted to make sure I didn't forget anything. And I guess I wanted to know who made the decision to make the renewal of the Dominion contract an informational presentation. Does the board have the authority to prevent, delay, or make the renewal an agenda item in order to facilitate more meaningful public input and participation? If not, then the renewal of the contract with Dominion is now a done deal, and no discussion between the board, the county clerk, and the citizens will be allowed. This is unfortunate, as there are many citizens who are attending this board meeting for the first time. Citizens were energized and excited about having their voices heard and making a difference. Now their voices have been silenced and ignored. The shutting off of discussion will only reinforce their beliefs that even their local government does not want to hear from them and that their opinions and concerns do not matter. To me, silencing the citizen is more egregious than approving the renewal of the contract with Dominion. Thank you.
Tiffany Lorenzini.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tiffany Lorenzini, and I'm the mayor of Montague. And I wanted to come and personally thank Brandon for jumping in. And our community was in threat of losing our permit for our drinking water. And as soon as I reached out to Brandon, he jumped in with both feet, reached out to Ogren, and made a backup plan to the backup plan with the city of Wairika. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Also, compliment the mayor. Mayor Lorenzini's leadership. She did a great job.
Thank you.
I
would leave on that note right now, Brandon. Leave on
a
high note.
Can we adjourn now?
Yeah. That was good.
Susan Nation.
Okay, it's going to be harder for me to get out. Sorry.
That's all right. We get paid by the hour.
The big one somewhere down.
Thank you. Thank you for opening up the forum for right now. My name is Susan Nation, and I'm here to make my voice heard about the Minion machine. But first, like the others, I'd like to thank you all for doing your job, for helping us to do your best as a community, to work to make laws for everyone, to work to stretch the budget in ways that seems impossible. But like the others have said, we've had some great speakers. I just want to go on record saying I wish you'd maybe table this issue about the Minion machine until more information comes out. There's a lot of things that they're asking us to trust them on, and I don't feel we have the right to trust them. They haven't proved themselves trustworthy. There's a lot of things that my neighbor Daniel Simons and I have discussed privately, and he can do a much better job when he does his discussion. But I just wanted to say thank you for listening. Again, I'm against our moving ahead with the Minion machine. I like that lady's effort where she said the old-fashioned paper and pen, because there has to be a body and not dead people showing up to do it. But mailing them in. Or people that have been maybe disqualified because of prison or other things. Thank you.
Contemplating how a dead person shows up to... Anyway, I know how that works, but I'm trying to keep a little bit of levity today. Adam Sanders? And I can't read your counsel for somebody.
I'm here for Lisa Servat. She's president. Why don't she come up with me? She won't speak since we just filled out one card.
Okay.
So I'm an attorney with Kirscher, Winston, and Boston, and we're coming up for hearing with you all on the 13th for UP 1816, which is a use permit. And not trying to get two bites at the apple here, counsel, but we just wanted to invite you out to the property to see for yourself. We know that some people from the Planning Commission either went out or attempted to go out. I believe that when you hear the presentation, that having actually been out there, it will really inform you and allow you to make the decision that you all will make. I was out there a couple of weeks ago. It's beautiful. I appreciated the chaplain mentioning the great creation that we enjoy. I grew up here and went to COS, and that's a beautiful slice of creation. I took my wife and daughter. There was still snow on the North Banks, and my daughter was excited about that. So we'd love it if you would come out. It is a little bit of a drive, but the roads are in great condition. And you can come. The information is in the packet if you'd like to contact me. And that's it.
What packet?
Or Wendy.
What packet?
Or just contact you. Just
right.
Oh, or, yes. Well,
just, I sent the email yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. I'm waiting for information from council on how to proceed with that. So.
Thank you, Wendy.
Okay.
Great. Thank you all.
All right. Daniel Simon.
I'll wait till the topic.
Okay. Rick Dowdy.
I'm with Chrissy.
Pardon?
Chrissy.
Oh, you're with Chrissy.
I got a little extra.
Okay.
What was the last name again?
Dowdy.
Thank you.
I just wanted to elaborate on what Chrissy said. I'd like to get the sheriff involved with you guys on the constitutional law. If we do get a hearing, it'd be nice to have him present so we could all get on the same page.
Okay.
Thank you.
Francis Gill.
I'm the fire chief for Kopko Lake Fire, and I would just like to also request a public hearing in regards to the MOU, and it's specifically due to the possible road closures and delays in response time for both fire and medical reasons. As Chrissy said, we have that golden hour for many things like stroke and heart attack and stuff. If we can get them, you know, to a hospital within an hour, their chances of surviving and recovering are so much greater than they are if we go past that amount of time. Right now, like when we bring in a helicopter, we still have to have an ambulance present to transport the patient from the scene to the landing zone. We only have a couple designated landing zones at the lake, so time is always crucial. And also with fire response, we only have two of us out there right now, and we're getting a couple more volunteers probably, but right now with just the two of us, we rely heavily on our mutual aid agreements with Cal Fire and Montague Fire and Thornbrook Fire. And it would be pretty devastating if they couldn't get out to help us out on any type of large wildfire that may occur. So I would like to request a public hearing in regards to the MOU so that we can have our input and voices heard. Thank you.
Sure. Can I, before you leave, where's your nearest ambulance?
It's Mount Shasta Ambulance, so usually they dispatch out of Wairika.
Okay.
Unless they just happen to be closer for some reason. But typically we have at least a 45-minute to a one-hour response time from the time that we get toned out until the time the ambulance arrives.
And I would guess with two individuals, you're probably not certified for advanced life support or anything.
No. And we also aren't allowed to transport patients ourselves. So unless the helicopter has the opportunity of landing very nearby, where the flight crew can help carry a patient, we have to wait for more help from the ambulance company.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joe Ortega.
Good morning,
thank
you very
sir.
Much.
Good morning.
Yeah, Joe Ortega. I wanted to make a comment on the Dominion machines. First of all, I've been on a one-on-one basis along with Joanna Brooks and a couple of other people, and we've been talking to the citizens, both of Mount Shasta and Wairika. We signed up, got the paperwork in front of you, I believe. We signed up well over 350 people in just a couple of hours. I've also been present at a town hall meeting in Mount Shasta. You were at the Patriot meeting here. You saw the results. We also had another meeting at the Masonic Lodge. Invariably, without question, 99% of the people are against this Dominion machine. I don't know what we have to do, what we have to say, but everybody here agrees. Everybody they talk to agree. What do we have to do? We don't want the machine. Put it on hold for now. The paperwork works. We've got the people that'll help you count it. When it's all settled and done, we may well go back to those machines or a similar machine. But for the time being, we're being forced to accept them. The entire county is being forced to accept them. To get as many people signed up in such a short period of time with just a couple of people, we're not selling anybody. We're not having to talk to anybody to get them to sign. We simply say, hey, this is so that we can go before the board and tell them that we don't want the machine, let me sign. It's just that quick. Nobody wants the machine. Don't force it on us. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right.
Annette Maurer. say that correctly?
Yeah, that's right. Do I need to say my name again? That mom or you can help.
I think we got it.
I just have something I'd like to say about the Dominion voting machines. there have been numerous reported cases regarding Dominion voting machines and anti-transparency contracts with government entities, misleading claims about remote access, and bullying and litigation of individuals requesting to have these voting machines forensically audited. This vendor in question boasts about this on its own website. This begs the question, in the event results from Siskiyou County voting machines are refuted in a future local election, will citizens also be subject to these bullying tactics by the election machine vendor? During a challenge with Siskiyou County's election machine vendor, could they be considered infallible? Dominion voting systems does not find itself in good standing with Americans who want transparency, security, and neutrality in their voting. As a voter, I urge you to not renew this contract with this vendor. This company has no place in Siskiyou County. Thank you.
Joanna Brooks.
Hi, thank you.
Good morning.
I did meet Nancy and you, Ray, so thank you. And Joe and everybody else said a lot about Dominion voting machines, and that's why I'm here today. I was out with Joe, and I drew up a petition, because after we met at the North County Siskiyou group, and Nancy spoke, and I realized she didn't know much about Dominion, and she said she still had to research it. And then from you, Ray, we were kind of hearing that the Board of Supervisors was going to vote on the machine.
That was before the agenda was posted.
And I'm thinking that the agenda should have been posted 2 weeks ago, so we're all aware of this. No? But if you go back to Laura...
2 weeks ago, I had no idea what was
right, you didn't know. And we didn't know because you didn't know, and it wasn't posted, so here we are. But Laura, at the South County Patriot Group, she spoke in front of everyone, and she didn't really want to talk about it. And when I confronted her and said, what do we do when the people of Siskiyou County don't want Dominion voting machines in our county any longer, she said we would have the opportunity to come and talk in front of her and the Board of Supervisors. So I think it's a cat and mouse game.
You're here today.
And I'm here. But what I did was, after the Thursday meeting, I wrote the petition, and I went out and we beat the streets on Saturday. And there were, I want to give credit to Ron Hammer and Beverly Harlan, and then Joe and I went out. And then Jeff Leland picked up yesterday, and we both went into Mount Shasta. I went into Densmuir, and I have them. And I told these people that I was going to represent them and their voice, because their voice is being taken away, because now we are hearing that Laura has already signed the lease. So we need to have transparency. You guys, you swear an oath to the Constitution. You pledge your allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and then you pray to God in Jesus' name. And then we come here, and we don't know what the heck you're going to do with our vote. So if this person, Laura, our county clerk, has the sole power to sign a lease for $84,000, that's insane, and we needed to go to a public hearing. We have to be able to come back and discuss this with all of you. The people on that Zoom call are there for a reason. The people who signed this petition are signing it for a reason. And we don't want Dominion voting machines. So we are asking you to do a public hearing for all of us so that we understand what you're about to do. We reject Dominion voting machines in Siskiyou County. And I know you guys know what you're supposed to do. But you guys are a public service. Trust, requiring officials, employees to place loyalty to the citizens in public service. And that is your duty to us. I mean, I've written it all out to you guys. Please read it, okay? And I thank you for your service.
But please let the people's voices be heard on this Dominion voting machine.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to go. I don't have any more before me blue cards, unless there's someone hasn't turned one in. I only have Daniels left who wants to speak when the item comes up. So I'm going to go online. If you're online and wish to make a public comment, I'll recognize you now for your allotted time. Press star 9 on your phone so your hand is raised and we can recognize you.
Number 9473, go ahead and unmute.
Good morning, 9473.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Good morning. My name is C.J. Prohaska. I'm a 45-year resident of the county. I appreciate your efforts and courage in stopping these illegal marijuana grows. I'd like to comment on 6F and 11A. This Dominion voting machine, I think it's just subject to electronic scams. We've all seen it. They're shutting down our electronic grid. They shut down pipelines. They shut down medical facilities. They hold banks and ransom. I trust a ballot box, not a black box. And if you're going to go with it, let's have a hand count. And then everything must equal the hand count and the black box vote. On your increase of your staff, we need boots in the field. The building department permits are way behind. The ag commissioner needs help. Code enforcement is in dire need of help and enforcement. And this 10% across the board, hey, I'm all for that. We could even go 5, but the sheriff gets a 10% increase, not a 10% cut. That's about all I got to say. God bless America. Thanks.
Thank you. Next caller.
Number 9474, please go ahead and unmute.
Good morning. My name is Ginger Sonito, and thank you for listening to me. I'd like to make a comment on both 6F and 11A. On 6F, the voting machine, it has too many unanswered questions for the validity and accuracy to the public. To continue to use this machine is sowing additional seeds of mistrust and the value of casting the vote in this country. I ask that the county take a pause until a further assessment is completed to the fair and viable tools that any voting machine could be, and perform an election on paper ballots to gather data for a cost-benefit analysis to see if $86,000 fits as a baseline. Next, I'd like to talk about 11A, the money reduction within the department counties to accommodate an expansion of administrative rather than enforcement is unreasonable at this time. The proposed positions have greater number of overlapping duties, and perhaps a desk audit would find more efficient means of staffing the administrative area. I believe today in the climate that we're existing in, with the criminal elements that we face in our communities, each must have an emphasis on the DA, the sheriff, and the code enforcement in the field, and not in the administrative area. I understand that there's always a need for administration, but at this time, I ask that you delay this consideration until next year. Thank you.
and like my husband, God bless America.
Thank you. Next caller.
John Hill.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, first of all, to the Board of Supervisors for all that you do. And I want to address two issues. One is the Dominion voting machines. They were rejected by Texas, as you may be aware. There are a number of problems. I've done a lot of research on this. They, if you follow what's going on in Michigan, they can be remotely accessed. So there is just so much going on with Dominion right now that I believe that that company will be decertified by most of the states. And so I urge you to not renew the contract or just outright reject the machines. And then in terms of the budget, I would agree with the last speaker that we don't need more administrative staff, but we do need more people, boots on the ground, that would help the sheriff fight the organized crime that is taking over this county. Right now, they are doing water drops at night, and the sheriff doesn't have the staff to watch for people doing water drops at night. So if you can change the budgetary process a little bit and provide more for the sheriff and less for the administrative staff, I would appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Before I go to the next caller, can we ask the sheriff if there are people waiting outside to come in because of a capacity issue?
If they can come in?
Yeah, because we're full. I want to make sure anybody who wants to make a comment isn't kept out of the room because of the capacity.
Come in.
Okay.
There's no other public comment out here.
All right, thank you. Next caller.
Jeff Leland.
Hello, this is Jeff Leland in Mount Shasta. I know you have a lot of people speaking today, so I'll keep this short. What I would like to focus on here is what I think your very first speaker brought up, which is the idea of a constitutional county. We've got a lot of people all over this country who are attempting to take this country back at the local level. And we're doing that here too. And what we're asking you guys to do is help us in that endeavor. I think we have a lot of people who are viewing corruption having come, you know, is coming down from the top. I think a lot of people would agree that California is a compromised state, and we've got rules and regulations and statutes that are coming down from the state level that are totally illogical and do not benefit our county at all. And so what I'm asking is for you guys to help us stop the illogical craziness that we're all seeing. We're all getting frustrated. Dominion is an exact example of that. How illogical is it for somebody to renew a contract on a machine that is known to be compromised? This is crazy. And yet they do it anyway. We're fighting zoning in Mount Shasta right now that is total Agenda 21 zoning, trying to put apartment buildings in residential neighborhoods. Now we have the state trying to legislate that as a statewide action. So we have to fight this at the local level, and we need you guys to become a constitutional county so we can fight all of this locally. Because it's all Agenda 21, it's all globalism, it's coming from the top down, and we have to stop it. That's my comment. Thank you.
Next.
Beverly Harlan.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Beverly Harlan, and I live in Mount Shasta, and I'm just so impressed with the kindness and the respect that is being shown by the supervisors and everyone who's on this call. I'm just really almost overwhelmed with it. I must say it's not been such a great thing here in Mount Shasta in that regard. Just one small thing on the Zoom call. On the people who are speaking there, who are present, the sound is very muffled and some echoing, and it's very hard to understand. The Zoom call people, I can understand really clearly. And so I couldn't tell, what is the bell for? Is that 30 seconds? Is that what that's for?
It's at 3 minutes.
I can't hear you, but that's okay. I agree with all the other people who have objected to the Dominion machines. I've heard the county clerk has already signed the Dominion contract for $84,000, as everybody already knows that. I don't know if that's true or not. I just don't know. But anyway, I object to those machines. I've done a huge amount of research. There's a huge amount of evidence that anybody can access easily on the internet. The Dominion machines are connected to the internet, and they are used. Why would they be connected to the internet? They're used to switch votes. In this election in November 2020, the votes were mainly switched. The main idea of the whole Dominion machine and the vote switching was to switch it as many as possible from Trump to Biden, just to make sure that Biden won the election. That was the main idea from my point of view. The Dominion machines are highly suspect, and the evidence is all over the place. Check out Mike Lindell. He's known as the pillow guy. He has a ton of videos about this. Although I just want to mention that all the people involved in the election fraud, in the use of the Dominion machines, as it's going to be demonstrated pretty soon, there clearly was illegal activity. Those people have committed felonies. Those people are going to go to jail. Some of them are actually going to be indicted for treason. Also, I'd love to hear on another subject, a 10% increase for the sheriff in the budget. Not a cut. My God, how could anybody think of such a thing? And if other people need to have their income cut, then we need this sheriff. We need this sheriff, Jeremiah LaRue. He's wonderful, and I totally support him. Thank you very, very much, everybody who's listening, and particularly to the Board of Supervisors.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Put it in
your.
You have a very soft voice, Ray.
Get close.
So do something about it.
Ray,
at some
just
point
kidding.
We need to
just
take
kidding.
A break so I don't have
it. Okay.
Audio file too.
We're gonna take. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I know you can. We're gonna take 5 minutes. Wendy has a technical issue she has to fix.